Why do I play that damn song?
I don't know. Because I shortened it.
I need the long version, 5 minutes.
Well, only if you play it during the morning show. And not before interviews. It's too long.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'm the program director.
We'll just take it out altogether. We'll just forget about that song.
So, 2.5 inches of rain last night.
Yes. What happened?
Rodney Hunter had 2 inches, and he's driving through the swamp right now.
Yeah, he's got a lake to trek through this morning.
Man.
Boy, I tell you what, it was starting to look a little dry out here.
Well, yeah, the yard was looking bad.
And I thought, well, if we don't get any rain soon, we won't have to mow for a while. Well, 2.5 inches will take care of that.
High winds. Castro County had a thunderstorm warning around midnight with a lot of stuff going on. It needs to rain during the day because, you know, it's kind of weird at midnight to try to keep track of what's going on.
I think yesterday was the muggiest day we've had in a long time. It just, the air felt really thick, and I thought, surely, with all of this moisture, we're going to get something. But it didn't look like we were. It didn't look like we were going to get anything. And here we are, 2.5 inches of rain later, and it actually happened.
I had to take a double take on the rain gauge. I'm like, I got to take 2 pictures of that.
Well, I had a notification from the Weather Channel saying that there was a lightning strike 7 miles northeast of you. And I thought, oh, well, there must have been some storms that came through. And that had been, it was like at 1 in the morning, I guess. I don't know. And, wow, we got, and I think others got even more than we did.
Had the chief engineer here yesterday, so if you heard some weird stuff going over the radio, we're revamping stuff.
It was certainly an interesting day.
You buy a new control board, doesn't even work.
Yeah, can't get the headphones to work in the control board. So something's amiss there. We did have audio coming out of it. It looked good. But, you know.
Very frustrating day, to say the least.
We're excited. We have a place for all the wires in the studio to go, so they're not just laying on the floor anymore.
But there was a fire hazard.
We still have some glitches. For some reason, there's no audio coming from the studio to my office this morning. And I didn't realize that until a couple of minutes into Mark Welch's interview. But I managed to put something together with what I got and what we had, and it'll work.
So I said to Rodney Hunter, I said, yeah, so the Jeep got a GMC like you, man. He said, well, you're getting smarter the older you get, and I think you're getting smarter because, it started when you met Nancy, he said.
Oh!
I said, well, that's true, you know.
Well, that's true.
Can't fall off the floor.
Well, you can't, no.
You can try.
Yeah, that's true.
So there was not any rain in the forecast. Maybe
really?
A hit and miss thunderstorm. That was
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Not any rain in the forecast.
Didn't even show up as 20%.
Hmm.
That's why you can't trust the weather.
Yeah, well, that's true.
High winds, a couple trees blew over in town, I noticed.
Yes, somebody posted a picture on, what did they say, 5th Street?
Southwest 5th.
Yeah, that there's a tree laying in the street, it looked like, in that picture. Wow.
If you have a rain gauge total, text us this morning, 647-6031. We like to get an update on where the rain fell and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, yeah, so if you've got some rainfall totals, just shoot us a message, 647-6031, or go on Facebook and put it in the comments on our picture of our rain gauge.
9 habits that make people age faster. Number 1, owning a radio station.
Oh, you, wah, things aren't going your way, you're not having your usual routine, and wah, that's you. Okay, what else you got?
You can really screw up the flow of the on-air presence.
Can you ever?
People who never exercise will make you age faster.
Yes, you have to exercise. Yeah.
Number 2 is you to a T.
Oh, me?
People who worry about everything.
Oh, I worry about everything?
I don't worry about nothing.
I would say the ones who are complaining about everything have a lot more going against them than people who worry about things.
Number 3, people who get angry over small things.
Oh, Does that sound familiar?
Leave me out of this conversation.
You started this conversation.
No, I didn't.
How can we leave you out of it?
For people who drink too little water. That's me. I don't drink enough water.
You do not. You do not drink enough water, and you really haven't done that for most of your life.
People who stay up too late and sleep too little. Well, that's us.
That sounds like our chief engineer.
Monday and yesterday was a day from hell.
Oh, really? Here we go. Wow.
He's driving from Amarillo to do all this stuff, and, you know, it's going to take a week, not 2 days.
It's going to be baby steps. It's always been baby steps for us. Whenever we get something done, we have to take baby steps to get there. It's hard to do a whole bunch all at one time, and that's okay.
People who eat junk food every day.
Oh, I do miss my potato chips, but oh well. I'm better off without it.
People who smoke or drink too much.
Well, we've known that for a long time. smoking at all, but the more you do, the worse it is.
People who never protect their skin from the sun.
Oh, that's you. You're not a fan of sunscreen. You've just started to kind of become, you know, open to that.
My left eye is starting to act weird again.
No, yes, you had
a little weed killer in there.
You got a little weed killer in it. Later in the day, it started to bother you, and you're like, is my eye red? No, but about an hour later it was, and you
well,
got some drops.
Well, 2,4-D feels good in the old eye.
You got the last bottle of allergy eye drops at the store yesterday for
$7. $7.50. People who live surrounded by constant negativity.
Oh, well, that would be me then. I officially made the list.
Not me. I'm not
talking
about me.
Well.
You grew up with three people that were negative all the time.
I did. And somehow I found a way to still be me.
Well, you lost yourself for a while.
Oh, I did.
That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
Salt Lake City's foothills are prime rattlesnake country, and now the rattlesnakes are ticked off.
Well, they've decided to venture to a new land because the wildfires
are burning them up.
Yeah, well, the fires are bad for all of the wildlife. They just have to find a way to get to someplace safe.
The Bonneville fire is still going on in Salt Lake City, Utah. You know, I was looking at the screen a little bit ago, and I thought, I got plenty of time to get up and go do some stuff, and buy. I come back in here and all the stuff was already deleted, and I'm like,
deleted?
Yeah, you deleted a bunch of stuff.
I haven't deleted anything.
Well, maybe I just read the screen wrong.
Oh well, could that be that you actually? Whoa! It's a revelation. maybe you read the screen wrong. Well, that could be.
Yeah, 68 the dew point over in Dallas today. Here's the joke of the day from Avon B at 6:28 this morning.
Avon B, joke of the day.
I asked her for a rain gauge, told her she never replied. Why did the door have to go to therapy?
Oh, I don't know. Why did the door have to go to therapy?
It had a problem opening up.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one. I'm gonna rank that higher than yesterday.
That's pretty good. I think that's about an 8.
I would definitely give that an 8.5.
I like the photo of the old clouds this morning.
Yes, the sunrise here is so pretty. It's always beautiful this time of year. We just love getting to take pictures of it.
That storm we had last night, that was blowing across the Midwest.
And I miss the days when I got to take a sunrise picture with the windmill outside. Because somebody sold the windmill that I didn't want to sell and said, we'll get another one. And guess what? We don't have one. It's been 2 years.
Well, the day ain't over with yet. That's what I was told once.
The day ain't over
with. Yeah, I'd complain about something on the farm, and Richard D. would always say, well, the day ain't over with yet.
You never know when something good's going to pop up and everything's going to be fine.
So we need a rain gauge total from people. I'm going to complain about this till 8:30 if we don't get one.
Okay.
647-6031.
So what else you got over there?
Oh, Avon B. She said, what's it say here? My rain gauge showed 1 inch.
Mm.
More rain than that because the winds were bad and probably blew all the rain out of the, gauge.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good for her garden. She's been struggling to keep the ground wet. So the more, the better.
So we had 60-mile-an-hour winds around Castro County yesterday,
last night. Right here in Castro County.
Whatever you want to call it.
Don't forget about the Jamaica coming up this Saturday, right? Is it this Saturday? What is it? It says Jamaica 20. Oh, yes, Saturday, June 27th. It's coming up in just a couple of days. 2 days away from the Jamaica over there in Hart from noon to 10 p.m. They'll have bingo, barrel train, bounce houses, water slides, mechanical bulls, spin the wheel, silent auction, mariachi. They've got lots of great music. Man, they're going to have more bands than I've ever seen. Dancing and just so much stuff. Turkey legs, gorditas, tacos, hamburgers, tortas, nachos, burritos, corn cups, cotton candy, aguas frescas? I don't know. I've never heard of that. And fruit cups. I can say that one. So it's at the Catholic Church over there in Hart, St. John, Nepomucena Catholic Church. So Jamaica coming up. Great church fundraiser. Lots of fun. It's summertime. Get out. Enjoy all of the activities, the food, and just get out and be outside and have some fun.
Looking at Rodney Hunter's GMC pickup, 19.7 miles per gallon. His average.
That's pretty good.
DUI now.
That's pretty good.
His average
speed,
38.3 miles per hour.
We've had some people coming on. Where's the Jeep? The Jeep's gone. It's kind of like, where's the beef? Where's the Jeep?
It's went to a better home, actually.
Someone who really wants a Jeep.
Gives a dang.
Unlike us.
38.3 miles per hour is his average speed. He's kind of slow today.
Really? You're reading the stats off of this vehicle?
I can see it on the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like a leather dash.
So, iHeartRadio.
Oh, I got a big story about all that.
Massive layoffs.
Layoffs.
43 people. This is the biggest one that they've had ever. There was one in, I don't know, was it, there was 2020, and then there was another one, and this one's even bigger. And they say that it's to better serve their local audiences. But how do you serve the local audience when you take away the people?
Well,
you don't.
I got a list of people that got laid off that have been there for 20, 30 years.
Yep.
Get to that in a minute. Here's the quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
A man who argues with your feelings instead of addressing his actions has already told you everything about his character.
Wow. Wow. We got some good stuff here today.
So at 11:44 last night, a severe thunderstorm was located near Easter, or 10 miles northwest of Dimmitt.
Yes.
Moving northeast at 35 miles per hour.
Mm.
60 mile an hour wind gust, quarter size hail.
Holy cow, that's big.
Mm-hmm. It was raining so bad, I never heard a thing.
Didn't even know. Well, we had a late night yesterday. You
a
know
late
how
day, late night.
We like to be on the couch by 5 and in bed by 7:30. And we blew that away. We didn't even finish work until 9:30.
Two days this week we've burnt the candle at both ends.
Oh, burning that candle at both ends.
The doctor said I'm burning the candle at both ends.
And I'm eating too much cheese.
And you make too much fattening food. Once you your act together.
Everybody else around here is eating cheese and they're not having that problem, so I don't know about that.
So what was I saying?
I have no idea.
12 brutally honest facts about marriage.
Oh, brutally. Oh, now we're going to get brutal. All right.
Number one, keep the connection alive.
Ooh, keep the connection alive.
Don't get bored and say, what are you making for supper tonight? I know you worked all day.
I've been here since noon and at 6 p.m.
Yeah, I need to eat something, go to bed.
What are you making for dinner?
Number two, your spouse should be a priority, not messing with your phone all day and all this other crap that people do.
Oh, you and the messing with your phone.
That's what it says. We watch people all the time.
Your spouse should be a priority regardless of whatever it is. It's not the phone.
Yeah, it is. The phone is a problem.
It could be the TV. sleeping in the recliner with the TV on. That's not paying attention to your spouse. Sleeping on the couch. No, it's not.
Ego destroys more relationships than most people realize.
Oh, boy. Egos get in the way of everything.
Number four, never stop flirting. Marriage isn't the finish line. Because if I married you, didn't I?
I married. Yeah, I married you, didn't I? Married. Well, and don't think that just because you got married, you got that's all that stops on that day. You know, you still got to flirt. You still got to date. You still got to have fun. It takes effort.
Number five is the one that I really think is a perfect saying.
Okay, so this is the best
love
one.
Love isn't always excitement. Sometimes it's simply showing up every day when you don't want to.
But when you don't want to.
Yeah. Hmm. You got to show up whether you want to or feel like it or not.
Well, if you're married to the person, you better want to show up to that.
Support your partner even during difficult seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Summer, fall, winter, spring.
Summer.
Is that what that means?
Well, could mean that, yeah.
Number seven, too many outside opinions create a lot of inside problems.
Oh,
don't ask other people stuff. They're dumber than you are.
Don't let other people influence your relationship.
Focus less on flaws and more on understanding the person because nobody's perfect.
The flaws should embrace them. That should be part of what you love about the person.
There ain't any wind out there right now.
Nobody's perfect. No, nothing's moving. Nothing's moving. All the quirkiness, all the strange things, those are the fun things. Those are the things that you should love about that person.
Love matters most when life gets hard.
Oh, life is
this
hard right now.
This week's been pretty damn hard, if you ask me.
Yesterday was hard. I'm more tired today than I was yesterday. Yesterday I was feeling pretty good, and today I'm like, whoa.
I know.
You almost feel like you have a hangover, and all you've been doing is working.
Number 10, not every disagreement needs a winner.
No, never. There should never be a winner. Nobody wins.
And speak clearly about your needs, because people can't know what you want if you don't tell them.
Well, that's true. That's true. But you still have to be respectful. You can't just take your fist and slam it down on the table and
mind
say,
reading this
where's
is communication.
My dinner?
Where's my turkey?
Where's my dinner?
Where's my damn turkey?
Go get me something to drink. Where's my stuff? That's not what it's talking
mind
about.
Mind reading isn't communication.
Mind reading isn't possible.
Nope.
So,
especially with guys, because guys are pretty
much
clueless.
Although sometimes there are some cues in the tone of voice. You know, the posture, you can kind of tell someone's a little bit upset or irritated, but try not to do the mind reading because it never works.
Number 12, the final one of the day.
Oh, thank God.
This is hilarious, actually.
I'm so ready for the final one of the day.
Is it possible to feel lonely in a relationship? That's often a sign that someone needs some attention. Not that everything is broken, but, you know, red flags are popping up.
Yes, it's possible to live with someone and still be alone and feel very alone. That's absolutely possible.
20 favorite small towns in the country. You ready?
Oh, favorite small towns. All right. Who's number one?
Kent, Ohio.
Kent, Ohio. We should go there. We got to go find. We got to see what's so great about Kent.
Is.
Kent, Ohio.
Number two, Palmyra, Missouri.
Palmyra, okay.
Number three, your favorite place, Grand Lake, Colorado.
Oh, Grand Lake.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been there.
Number eight is Mackinac Island. Number nine is Bozeman, Montana.
Oh, I got my Bozeman shirt on today. See? Bozeman.
Oh. Oh.
Montana, the last
place. Didn't even notice that.
Montana, the last best place. What happened with the tambourine? You put it over there and now it's back?
Number 14, Green, Texas.
Oh, we love green.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about Mackinac Island. We should go there sometime.
Mackinac Island, Michigan, the UP of Michigan.
Yeah.
I didn't live too far from there back on my successful radio day.
Oh, back in your previous life.
Iron Mountain was a lot of fun.
Mm.
So much fun, I left.
Very quickly.
And I hung in there for, I don't know, 12, 13 days. I mean, months. So there's three towns I like. Grand Lake, Colorado. Let's see. Green and what did I just say? Oh, Bozeman.
Bozeman. Anything else?
Yeah, there's some other places that I don't think would be. Cooper Landing, Alaska. Never heard of that.
Cooper Landing.
Alaska.
Hmm. That sounds
and
interesting.
And Cape May, New Jersey.
Oh, Cape May is nice.
Is it?
Yes. It really is nice there.
Well, it must be if it's on the old top 20 here.
Yeah. I'm glad it made the list. Something from Jersey.
97 for the high today.
97. Yeah. Oh, nice.
It was 91 yesterday before everything went south.
What is the dew point?
The dew point is 60 right now.
Oh.
Plainview Herald said the City of Plainview Code Enforcement Department will conduct their next sweep in July. So they got a little map of Broadway Park and stuff. They're going to be doing some checking to see if you're breaking the law. From South Columbia Street all the way over to North Date.
Breaking the law. So the dew point right now is 61. Going to get up
60
to
a minute ago.
It'll peak at 63 at 10, and then it's going to go down into the 50s by this afternoon and evening.
101 for Saturday's high, 103 for Sunday's high.
Ooh, that's hot. That is really hot.
Welcome to July.
Yes.
Oh, it's not even July yet.
No, we got a few days left.
We got the truck of the day.
Oh, we got a truck.
Nothing from Hereford Steel, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see, we got a truck in Plainview for sale.
Oh, Peeville.
1981 Chevy C3500.
Oh, C3500.
Yep, only has 123,000 miles on it for $5,500.
Wow, that sounds like a deal.
It's got the 454 engine and the 400 trainee. Look at that baby. Just got a new coat of paint.
Oh my gosh. It's really bad.
The rust
what
is
year
no
was
charge.
It again?
1981.
81. Wow, that looks really bad.
That can
bad.
Be yours for $5,500.
I don't
or
think
a best
so.
Offer.
I would take off the first five and leave it at $500. That's about no. all that's worth.
Look at the seat. Got the old bench seat. There looks a little...
It looks like something's been chewing on the upholstery there.
Having a little snack. Well, the Arby's manager in Oklahoma is in trouble.
Uh-oh, what happened at Arby's?
From News Channel 11 in Lubbock, KCBD and Abner Yarusty. She is accused of giving a customer some food that wasn't exactly good for them. And the customers picked up some unwanted diseases.
Diseases? Diseases. Accused of giving... She needs to go to prison for that.
Well, she has her orange suit on.
Looks like she's made it to jail anyway. She needs to go on to the next level.
Go to Arby's.
Yeah.
And she was the manager.
For some reason, people who work in food service don't understand you can't tamper with the food.
From the Denver Gazette today.
Interesting.
To my friends, thank you for 28 plus years on the radio at KBCO. He got part of the axe yesterday.
Yes, there were people in Denver.
28 years.
There were people all over the country.
Yeah, I got a list of all the people that got the axe.
I mean, wow.
28 years.
Yeah.
He was at that station. So we'll have to give them a ding-a-ling.
Oh, really? We're going to give them a ding-a-ling? Wow.
And tell them how to run stuff.
Tell them
how. You people
you know,
are stupid.
What's funny is... They talk about how their revenue's down and they're gonna turn things around. So they cut out all this payroll and then they say, "Oh, we had a great third quarter." Well, yeah. You cut out all that payroll, you're gonna have a great third quarter. Yeah, this is the layoffs are complete. When they're complete will be on par or surpass the massive layoffs by iHeart in January of 2009 and January of 2020. Yeah. And it says, as the number one company in audio, our business model is to build engaged relationships with listeners and then monetize those relationships.
That's a typo. It should be disengage.
Exactly.
Well, they got a typo there.
Our business success is built on putting our listeners and our communities first. And in support of that mission, we're now taking an important step that will move us further into the future, evolving how we program our stations to reward. Now, listen to who they're rewarding. to reward and develop our leading and upcoming talent. So everything will now be coming from people who are not even anywhere near where you live. They'll be even further away.
Yeah, Lowry Mays would not be happy.
No.
Man from Silverthorne died yesterday.
Oh, Colorado.
From Fox 31 News in Denver Town. After rocks and a half a ton boulder fell on him while he was out there hiking on the old trail in Chaffee County.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. You know what? How many times have we been hiking and see these giant, massive boulders?
Yep.
Wow.
So you got to be aware of rocks, animals, all sorts of stuff.
This says, iHeart appears to be making the move to more centralized content at many of its stations. So, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I know.
Nine News said Northeast Colorado yesterday got hammered by heavy rain and hail. 40% of the corn crop is damaged there.
Wow.
Golf ball size hail.
And the hail was really big.
Up there in Morgan Heights, Colorado.
It was huge, huge hail.
There was a tornado spotted there, too.
You know, we went for so long without any rain at all. Like, can't we just get just rain and forget about all the ice and all that stuff that comes with it? Let's just give us the gift of rain.
Fox 4 News say that now there's 19 cases of the old screw worm. That's hard to say.
Yes, the New World screw worm. I've been saying it for a while,
it's
become a little easier to say. It takes a while. You have to say it a lot
to
say
it. I'm glad Ben called in, so it's good to hear from him.
That was good to hear from him, yes.
He's busy, and he takes time to do that. That's pretty cool. One-inch diameter hail approaching Hereford last night at 10:52 p.m.
Wow.
And Abernathy.
I saw that, too. I saw the Abernathy one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it was pretty much dead on coming into Hereford. We were kind of in the middle of that storm.
Yeah, it seems like, we did get a lot of wind, obviously, but we also got a lot of rain and didn't seem like we got too much of the other stuff.
Well, the first quarter is history now. That's January, February, March. When's the first quarter?
First quarter ended.
that's 3 months ago. The first quarter of this year, 158 farms filed for Chapter 12 bankruptcy.
How many?
158 farms.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot.
We're probably getting an invoice from, Mr. I charge $1.50 a day if you don't pay.
$1.50 a day.
Mr. Goofball.
Well, we're supposed to have another quarterly meeting, right?
When?
We usually have it in the middle month of the quarter, so let me think.
I think it's already passed.
I'm going to say, let's see, January, February, so April, no, we were supposed to have one in February.
What's that?
Oh, that's my phone. It's talking.
That's weird.
So then April, we should have had one in May. Did we have one in May?
No.
I don't think so.
Alexa, what's the weather? Can't even hear it.
67. You have to turn up the volume.
Alexa, volume to 10. Alexa, what's the weather?
Right now in Dimmitt, it's 67 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly sunny skies. Today's forecast is partly sunny weather with a high of 98 degrees and a low of 67.
Now,
I said 97.
No, that's what iHeartRadio is talking about. They're going to have
automated crap.
Automated stuff like that. That's. It's just like, all of these shows, all of these syndicated shows are going to have syndicated radio, and it's bad.
President Trump is asking the DOJ to look into gasoline price gouging.
So what is the price of crude oil today?
$69 right now.
$69 a gallon, and we're still not under $3.
No, because we're getting screwed at the gas pumps.
Yes, because the gas companies are enjoying making all this money, and they're not happy with Trump. So they're going to keep the prices high to make it look bad for him.
Trump said the big oil companies are not dropping their price at the pump to coincide with the sharply lower prices for crude oil.
Crude oil, yes.
Gasoline prices better start going down a lot faster than what I'm seeing, or some heads are going to freaking roll.
You better drop those prices pretty darn fast. They're going to say it's summertime, it's travel season, prices don't go down till September.
We have the spring, winter, summer blend of gas.
I remember a time 40 years ago when the price of gas was consistent. Didn't matter what time of year it was. Like, when I left, when I moved from New Jersey, 88 cents a gallon. And it didn't matter if it was December or August. It was the same price. There was no summer blend and travel time and,
like,
and
coffee,
higher demand.
Summer blend.
Like, when did all that start? Like, they made all that stuff up just so they could jack up the prices.
They wouldn't do that.
Gas was the same
price. They wouldn't do
price.
That.
No, no, they wouldn't do that.
Better,
oh, my gosh.
You better take that back.
You're going to get in trouble for saying that.
Hey, coming up July 30th through the 31st at the Embassy Suites in Amarillo.
Oh.
Guess what's coming up there?
I don't know.
Did we have good luck with the Embassy Suites?
No.
Or was that the one we didn't have good luck with?
Yeah. Okay, so what's
Agri-Roots 2026, a big farm seminar.
Oh, big meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Agri-Roots.
Yeah.
It's your roots in agriculture.
Dr. Shannon Farrell from Oklahoma State University, professor of Ag Transition Planning, will be there along with John Coleman Locke.
Oh, John Coleman Locke. All right.
Ranching for Profit. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
That does.
Might have to go up there and get a free meal.
A free meal.
What meal?
What meal?
Who said that?
That was the guy
Hereford.
In Hereford.
USDA did announce the appointment of John Rich as the envoy for American landowners now.
Yes, he is. He is getting involved in these data centers and apparently power companies that are just coming in and taking people's land.
They wouldn't do that.
No.
Would they do that?
No, because that's a lot of money. And we did see a video on social media. I think it was last week I saw it. That there was a couple who lived in the country. They were on a well, and a data center was installed not very far from their home, and they had no water pressure. There was a lot of sediment coming through, and I mean, it was just a mess. It completely devastated their existence just because there's a data center there, because the data centers are just there to suck all of the whatever they can get out of the area.
Kind of like some internet companies we know.
They're not there to give back. They're not there to support the community. They're not there to make it right. They're there to just take everything they can get.
A Kansas farmer is in big trouble.
Oh, Kansas farmer. What happened?
He lost 89 cattle after hauling water in a tank that had been used for fertilizer before that.
Oh, my goodness. You're kidding.
Nope. The water tested more than 9,400 parts per million of nitrate.
You got to be kidding.
The safe limit is for cattle is 100 parts per million.
Wow.
Not 9,400.
Wow.
Yep.
He's not a very smart man.
Had a herd of 150 cattle, now he has less.
And how many died? 80?
89.
89. Wow.
Yep.
Well, he's got 61 left.
A livestock economist at Oklahoma State says if you see your cattle start to get weak, muscle tremors, staggering around like they're drunk, or difficulty in breathing, that can happen within 6 hours of consuming a toxic dose of water that's had fertilizer in it.
Oh, my gosh. How old is this guy?
I don't know. He's old enough to know.
I don't know. Apparently, he's not.
Well, you got to rinse it out and then scrub it down if you're going to use the stuff.
I would say get another tank just to be, you know, write fertilizer on it and don't ever use it for anything but that.
32 dead and 700 people injured after that earthquake in Venezuela yesterday.
Oh, I saw a thing this morning that said over 160.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're probably still counting. I don't know.
Probably.
Flatland Calvary is coming to... the Choctaw, July 24th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Flatland Calvary.
Yeah.
At least 164 people dead after twin quakes in Venezuela.
Hey, you got another document from your buddy Robin.
Oh, updated document. All right. What do we got now?
Never call those people. Six signs of a highly valued man.
Oh, all right.
I don't see any of them on here for me.
Anyway. You don't see anything?
Number
okay.
one. This is me. Number one's me. He keeps his promises.
Oh, he does. He does. Let's see. Do I dare mention the promises that haven't been kept? Do I dare?
You have a bad memory. A dare?
No, do I dare?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a dare.
No.
Number two, he controls his emotions instead of reacting impulsively.
Yeah, you haven't made it to the list yet. I don't know.
Number three. This is me, number three. You ready?
Number three. Okay, I'm ready.
Bangs off the... He takes responsibility for his own life.
Yeah.
What? I didn't do... I didn't say that.
I can tell you're tired. Oh, that's not my fault.
That
I didn't say that. That's a, that
I'm
person freaking, over
I'm
there.
Worse than tired. I'm exhausted, actually. My left eye is killing me. And,
oh,
you know.
Well.
Number four, he respects others without seeking validation.
Oh, no. No.
Hey, when Rodney Hunter said things have gotten better after, you know, you came around, I said, that's true.
That's true. Well,
I didn't say,
wow,
she don't know what
she's
doing.
One of these days, you're going to be the one saying that, not someone else.
I'm busy. Never. I don't have time for that.
Exactly.
Number five, he invests in self-improvement continuously. What are you laughing about, damn it? Well, the dogs are barking.
Well, they are?
Let's see. No, they're not. Okay. He focuses on solutions rather than complaining. Okay, we're about out of time.
We have that one recorded this morning. Just wah,
are you recording?
Wah, wah.
Are you
oh, yeah.
recording?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm recording off the internet. As long as it's still working, I don't know.
Emery Songer is depressed today.
What? Memory Songer?
Emery Songer.
Emery
is
Songer.
Depressed.
Who is that?
He was working 9 to 11 in the morning as the news talk host for 1040 WHO in Des Moines.
Oh, yes.
He has now got the axe from the good old country folks at iHeart.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have any stations in Amarillo, thank God.
No, that...
They
for
used to.
Some reason, oh, they did.
Yeah.
Okay. What stations did they have?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, let's see. He's done.
He's done. Okay.
But, you know, that's the way it goes. You never know. He had a show called Emery on Iowa.
Emery on Iowa.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's an interesting name. I like that.
Denver, Colorado got rid of 97.3 KBCO Brett Sanders after 28 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of people saying bye-bye.
Maybe they got a big compensation package. Here's a coupon for McDonald's.
Man, you are on a roll today.
What?
You are hilarious.
That's ad libbing, that
a
crap.
A big compensation package?
Yeah.
No, they let their contract run out and said,
well,
we're not renewing.
They gave him an option. He could work there for free or leave.
We're not renewing. You can go be a dog walker.
You can work here for nothing. What do you want to do? Classic Rock Q104.5.
Ooh, the Q104.
Michael Blaze is out as the afternoon drive host there for 27 years.
Michael Blaze.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina.
27 years he did afternoon drive.
27
on Classic Rock.
Ooh, Classic Rock. I like Classic
Rock. Q104.5.
Classic Rock isn't what it used to be.
Spencer Graves exits Country 102 The Bull in Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they got rid of him.
Roll Tide.
Atlantic City, New Jersey, John Morrell Celio and Scott Riley, whatever their name is. Rock 100, they got rid of them after 17 years.
Yeah, they were JoJo and what?
JoJo and Scott.
Yeah.
So they were there 17 years, now they're getting their last paycheck.
And now they're standing in the unemployment line waiting for their check.
They actually did nights in Colorado Springs for a while before he went to New Jersey.
Oh, Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's not a place I ever went to in New Jersey. I never stopped in Atlantic City. I went to other towns on the shore.
I would never leave Colorado Springs and go back to New Jersey.
Well, the Jersey Shore is really pretty cool.
He said, I'm still waiting for my commission from Jeebo's, but it's coming soon. That's an inside joke.
That came in after I quit.
Well, we'll make it right. Yeah, 15 years later.
We'll make it right. Well, they needed that money for
they
bankruptcy.
They made it wrong.
So, yeah.
Let's see. Somebody said it's been a hell of a run.
Oh.
Oh, that's from 95.1 WZZO.
Oh, the zoo.
Rock 95 in Dover, Delaware.
Mm.
He was there for about 10 years, you know.
Well, that's a good long time. We've been here 11.
He went from Cumulus Classic Rock 99.9 to, The worst place called iHeart.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Oh, are you in the iHeart app? And we're like,
who said that?
Somebody asked us that once. I don't know. We were on vacation somewhere. We're like, no, we're not. But
now that's a company, not just.
We could be on there if we wanted to. We don't want to be on there.
Tony McGinty departs as program director for Hot 98.
Hot 98.
So hot it hurts.
So hot he's out of a job.
In Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio.
He'd been there for about 15 years. Yeah.
There's over 40 people.
Yep.
So, you know.
The headline says, iHeartMedia layoffs continue.
Yep.
They said, we're going to give you a coupon for July 4th, too.
We're going to give you a coupon. Remember the people in Peeville who were going to put in the water park there? And they gave their employees, instead of giving them a bonus, they gave them free passes to the water park.
Which never happened.
That never existed. It never happened.
They fell for it, you know.
That's even worse than the frozen turkey.
Now, that frozen turkey was big.
It wasn't that big.
It weighed like 20 pounds because I had to lift it up.
It wasn't that big.
I'll throw it over the fence.
It was maybe enough to feed 4 to 6 people.
The cats liked it.
The cats loved it. They licked those bones clean.
Don't forget about the Boise City, the Cimarron County Fair Ranch Rodeo in Boise City, Oklahoma.
Oh, Boise City, Oklahoma.
September 12th and 13th.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the Jamaica coming up on Saturday over there in Hart. Lots of great things. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'd be great to go over there just to see all the activities and the stuff that they're going to have. But we're done for today. What are you doing?
8:32.
Yeah.
Oh, are you just texting? Replying to the.
You're texting.
Somebody sent me a message.
Oh, so you're on your phone and you're texting. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not.
I see you over there.
No, I'm not. My phone's over there.
It even records the date and the time of the text, so we know.
Huh?
Thanks for tuning in to KDHN 1470 AM 102.7 FM. Your ag station, your country music station, everything right here.
I like those speakers.
We have studio speakers that
JBL.
That are controlled by the board. When you hit your mic, the speakers go off. You have a volume lever. Those are JBLs. Those are not, and we bought them at a garage sale like 10 years ago. And you said, "Oh, these will be great for the studio." And
they're
been
heavy.
Sitting on the shelf and on the floor and in storage. They've been everywhere.
Hey, we bought some brackets, too.
And we bought brackets, but they're too heavy for that. So they're in the perfect spot. We just got to get the wire to not droop over the window.
I put them up there to get them out of the way.
Yeah. And Chaz thought that was a good idea.
They weigh 50 pounds apiece.
So are you going to announce it? About
announce
next
what?
Week?
No.
Okay, so because we're struggling to find interviews for next week, the market guys aren't going to be around, we're going to take the week off. Next week. So today is our last day until July the
6th.
Until July the 6th. So everybody have a great 4th of July holiday. Have a great time enjoying all the summer festivities and the 250 years of America. Something to celebrate. Everybody have a great day and a great week. We will be back in July.